Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the Carl Thicker.
What's up? It's your host, Teresa Ray Butler with Cream City Classica. And tonight we have GPA and Cotton. They come back to Cream City to Poetry Slant Love on Cream City Classica.
I'm GPA, the poet.
I'm Cotton, the soft-spoken poet.
No, the art of love.
He is a hard-working, poet-grinding, and book-selling go-getter type of man. The ladies refer to him as the most electrifying man in poetry. GPA has written books such as The Book of 24 Orgasms, Revenge of the Orgasm, The Poetic Unsub, and The Confessional Heart of a Man. GPA Media recently released their first anthology, Night's Playground Nocturnal Naughtiness. As GPA, next release will be March 2015, titled Warmest Winter. You can find GPA books and CDs at www.iblowyourmind.net. Also is Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. She has written books such as He's Beautiful to Me, Strong in My Woman, and The Love Letter, Sweet Mangoes, and her new release book, 10 Reasons Why Black Men Stop Dating Black Women. Cotton has participated in her first anthology, Night's Playground, Nocturnal Naughtiness, which she came up with the title, designed the cover, and contributed her writing. Night's Playground is a GPA Media Incorporated presentation. Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. She does marketing and promotion for GPA Media. She is a queen, and she is more than a triple threat. First, she is a writer. Second, an author. Third, a performer. And then, she is a businesswoman, and her voice alone will leave you hypnotized.
Cream City Klaska, area code 773, area code 816. Who's on the line?
It is possibly the greatest combination, hybrid of talent of actor, author, poet, storyteller, host, and just devil's food, gorgeous, walking, well-dressed, badass, woo! The most electrifying man in poetry, Mr. Orgasm. Oh, my God, did you see him on Empire the other day? Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, ladies specifically, the baritone voice you're listening to should send you into the Valentine's Day weekend. And if you happen to be by yourself, well, this should take care of any of your needs going forward. My name is the phenomenal Poetic Unsub. Three letters. G-P-A. Woo!
Okay. Well, I don't know if Cotton can is she in with us? Is she in here? Is she in the house?
One second. Ladies and gentlemen, the woman I'm about to bring, give you the privilege of listening to, is known as the softest voice in poetry. She is what you refer to as, I can't believe she does all that. Working woman? Yes. Dedicated mother? Yes. Author? Yes. Poetic performer? Yes. Scintillatingly stunning? Yes. Queen of seduction? Almost certainly. She is the reason
that
there
is a
Wizard
of Oz
because
he spoke.
For one time, he found himself uplifted. She fed him with such a syllable that they sensed sensation, sending him to greater heights.
And she is the reason that Dorothy left-handed, she knew she couldn't compete. Ladies and gentlemen, this time, gentlemen, bow and show the proper respect.
Hey, everybody, I'm here. I am definitely here.
Yeah. Well, it is so nice to have you both back to Cream City Klaska. It's been a while. We have about a good 20 minutes to hear any particular pieces y'all want to do, and then, of course, we can always do a part two to this show. So how do y'all want to do it?
Thank you for having us.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, GPA, I'm going to let you man this ship because we came here to hear something. So I'm going to give you the floor and then can manipulate the next 20 minutes.
Here we go. Let's just do this. This poem is from the international award-winning book of poetry in the category Love and Romance. And it's a favorite. A lot of ladies seem to like it. Can't say that I blame them. All I need for you to do is give me 15 minutes. That's all I ask. Give me 1 minute to say hello to you and tell you how gorgeous you look. Give me 2 minutes to wrap you in an embrace and just there. Give me another 2 minutes to allow my eyes to travel your physical landscape, my eyes fully to encapsulate you, my fingers to touch your face and your hair, my nostrils inhale your wonderful womanly scent. Give me 1 minute to tell you how much I missed you desperately. Then give me 1 minute to kiss your lips lightly. Another minute to kiss your lips fully. Give me 1 minute to kiss you and take your breath away. And give me another minute to kiss you and give you that breath back. Allow me 30 seconds for my comprehension to catch up. and grant me another 30 seconds to stare into my soul and reciprocate. Give me another 2 minutes, but this time let me wrap you in an embrace and pull you so close so no air exists between our physical forms. Our lips can meet and our tongues can step in the name of love. And grant me 1 minute to do absolutely nothing except hold your hand and stare at God's sky. And grant me one final minute. Unfortunately, to tell you how much I've enjoyed this time with you and how I cannot wait to see you, hold you, and kiss you again. So just give me 15 minutes. That's all I ask. Then, if we happen to be standing outside your place of employment, you got great benefits. I don't want you to lose your job. Please go back to work. The city that we live in gets a tad bit cold and snowy, so I want you to go inside where it's warm. And you've checked your phone several times, both for the calls and the alerts. So if you must, if you truly must, then you can go back to him. Just give me 15 minutes. That's all I ask. My poem.
Dang. Wow,
why
you always bring me.
You know, the room is about to be a pretty darn too.
I am bad ass. I'm so enamored with myself right now.
We've been on such a roll. And I'm so glad that we had this amount of time before we came back to the show. Because we were picking up momentum, and now we have solidified ourselves. Not possibly, but the greatest combination of a poetic hack team that both the literary scene and the poetic scene have ever laid eyes on and had the privilege of hearing with their ears. We've done a lot of things and made a lot of inroads. Quite fortunate and blessed to be able to say that. So thank you for allowing us to come and share with you.
Yeah.
We came here, but somebody has their laptop turned up for the show because it's reverberating back into the show. So there's actually this one second delay going on. You can turn your laptop down.
That's perfect.
Yeah, we don't have anything over here.
Okay.
Well,
you are echoing.
You're echoing.
See you
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you're. I can hear you echoing.
Right. Why?
Yes, you are.
All right, let me be quiet. Let's turn.
I'm up.
Yes.
Okay. His hands on, lips on, pressed on, tattooed, glued fingertips gripping. His eyes are having conversations with my eyes. Temperature rising. He opens me up wide. Love making outside for anyone to see. The sign says, observe at your own risk. This is priceless. My body leans against the back of my black 2013 Discovery skirt raised high enough. Legs spread wide enough. Standing firm in my 4-inch heels. He kneels down as if he's about to propose, his hands slowly caressing outer and inside of my thighs, moving up until he reaches point, until he touches point, fingers opening, lips. He enters and I can feel the tip of his fingers touching my walls. His movement is not his own. He moves to the rhythm of my body, first slow, then fast, a sudden thrust, like he's throwing a punch on me. He's inside of me. The gushing, squirting sound. Me moaning. head tilted, back knees weakened. My left hand is pressed against his back, applying pressure to every wall, holding me so I don't collapse before he's done. This is lovemaking in rare form. Who's watching? I don't care. Let him stare. I'll stay focused.
Now, that's very erotic. Like, you can't read stuff like that at work on a normal job. You gotta wait till you get off work.
Well, you can imagine that when we're writing, how we might be feeling at that time. So when we perform at these things, whatever we want you to feel that at that very moment.
Okay.
So you already know
that
yes, if you come to a show, if I'm doing something like that, I want you to be around. So I don't discriminate. I've hit the stage because I want to seduce men and women. I want to make sure everybody's turned on before they leave my presence.
And when you word everything the right way, a woman, no matter what her sexual preference, like in my case, even if you're heterosexual, you could just imagine yourself in the scenario with the person that you know, that you're interested in. Just place yourself as a lady. You know what I mean? It fits. It doesn't matter.
She said
it
in a rock situation. She said, wait. So you're in my situation, heterosexual.
I hear you. Okay. I need to know, are you two doing a double duo poetry piece tonight? Because you guys are famous for working together on selections.
Sure.
And then we got quiet.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You got the...
Rhythm
of Us. We haven't done that on
the
show.
That's fine. Tell
them
about your
work. Like he's so modest. No, he's always ready to go. he's always ready. When we completed the anthology, it was one of the things that we were very excited about. I think he and I both were really, really excited about Night's Playground. Because A, it's the first anthology from GPA Media, Inc. But it was my first anthology. And I got to work with my partner, which was even more amazing for me. So I'm very, very proud of this book, as I know he is as well. But I'm very proud of this book because, we got to and then work with some other authors as well to collab and put their work in here as well to, push everybody forward. Because that's the idea, is to make sure everybody gets some shine. I also have, I wasn't sure if you wanted to go over, and I'm not going to stay a long time on it, but 10 Reasons Why Black Men Stop Dating Black Women. That's my only non-poetry book.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did you get into writing it?
I get a lot of men messaging me, about relationship stuff, as well as every now and then I get women with some issues. And what I notice is that some of the women's gripes is, which, to me, I don't care who you fall in love with. I don't care. It doesn't affect my life. That's your life. I've heard women say so often still to this day, well, he left me for a white woman. I'm like, did you feel better if she was black? Why does it matter what color she is? So because I was hearing all these different things from men about how black women are just not enough, so I asked most of the men that I asked were married, and I said, what would be a reason that you would stop dating a black woman? And these were the answers that they gave me. There were more, but I stopped at 10.
10 is enough, thanks. You know.
And I had a guy who told me that after we dated for like 6 months, and he's known me for years, because I never wanted to see a black woman anyway. He's like, well, you know, I was black when we met. Like, when he was born, my cat came out, and mama and she said, hey, that's a black baby.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So I thought that was crazy for him to say to me. I was like, really? And he married a Filipino woman while he was still living under my roof. So I wanted to put something out there. And then it was more to educate women, black or white, or whatever race, on some of the things that we can improve on as black women, because we so quick to point the finger at saying, I hate black men, or I'll never, I don't trust, they're all the same. They're all really not the same. Each individual is different. And if you're finding the same kind of men, then it's probably not them, probably you. So then you have to self-evaluate to ask yourself, why are you attracting the same kind of men?
What are you doing?
Yeah. That's one of those topics I could talk about for a minute.
So. Oh, my God. There's a lot of truth to that, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've had women look at the cover and say, no, you're just trying to take responsibility away from black men. I said, no, that's not what I'm doing. You actually have to read the book. It's very enlightening.
You know. Well, Cotton, where can they find it? Cotton, where can they purchase this book, and how much is it?
Right now, it's on Kindle for 99 cents. So you can go to Amazon and get it. You can get the actual physical book on Amazon. You can go to my website, and it's at softspokenpoet.com, along with my other books as well. I also have a book that will be released in March titled Believe I Am Poetry. So, yeah, I got some surprises in that book as well. You know, I'm not the angry woman that I should be, probably, based on my life and the things I've been through with men.
Really?
I'm not that angry, so I don't know why I know about that thing.
Oh, my God.
But I do put some things in the book that say, hey, I'm human and I've been through some things. And as a poet and as a woman, let me reflect. Yeah, we've all, there's somebody that can relate. What are you? What are you doing?
All right. I really am glad to see all this progress, you know, because that's what's up, you know, when you keep on producing.
You see me on Empire the other day,
Teresa. Did I do what?
Did you see me on Empire the other day?
Yo, you know what, that video you posted to my wall, that was on top. Who was recording? Because you was like, you got to turn it off now.
That was my poem that I did, my new poem, the poetry version, the two versions of the book.
Yeah, it's my man, Let Me Talk, shout out to my friend, that's one of the new poems I got, it's called Want to See You Again. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's what
that
I thought was the reference. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, no, I was saying I've been making a big deal of the fact that I was on Empire the other day, because I'm really excited that I was on Empire the other day playing a bouncer.
How was you
I'm
on
so excited.
How was you on Empire the other day? For real? Are you playing?
No, he really was.
You should see my face right now. Cause I'm like, I don't have to do that. I'm awesome. I don't need to do that.
I mean, if anybody follows me,
I know you've done a lot of work. Calm down.
Calm down.
I'm taking it from you now.
No, I understand. But I know that can sound a little fantastical. People say a lot of stuff that they do. Everybody listening, just so you know, I'm an actor.
Okay.
I've been in movies.
BPA,
I've been in award-winning movie Animals. I'm sorry.
Listen, please forgive me. I have not been able to get into Empire yet. I know that's crazy because, I haven't watched it yet because I'm in school and they work us to death down at the TV station and, you know, they make us work for real as students. So I haven't even gotten a chance to get into Empire yet. So I'm sorry.
No, sister. Listen, let me finish my statement for you. I appreciate that. And that's good that you getting that education on. I love that. But what I was trying to say, everybody listening, I know some people will see the name and they'll think, oh, my God. Well, the reason I am this confident in whatever I am is because I can back whatever I say up with fact. No poet did last year sold more books than me on Amazon. No poet of African-American ethnicity has as many reviews of a book of poetry on Amazon ever than me. That being said, this past Wednesday I played at Fountain. Last week I was on Chicago Fire. I played in Orderly. Another week I was on Chicago PD and I played a DCFS supervisor. In a couple of weeks you're going to see me on Empire again. I play an FBI agent. And then I'm in the season finale as a taxi driver. I'm on Sirens as a fireman. You're going to see me. This is part of the mystique of why I'm so magnanimously awesome is because you have never seen someone of our ethnic group, someone in this time period, do and dominate so many things. I'm a champion storyteller, award-winning author. The book Revenge of the Orgasm is the only book by an African-American poet/author to win in that category ever in the 10-year history of those awards. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you look me up, when you hear somebody say my name, I am quintessentially and unequivocally the real deal. So, you should have seen me the other day looking oh so devil's food gorgeous in my black, I'm sorry, it was an unknown name suit. It was only Brooks Brothers suit that I was in the other day on Empire playing a bouncer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because that's how I do. Take on over, baby. I got a little something talking about. I get so excited talking about myself that it's, I'm so freaking awesome.
Every single person is supposed to feel like that.
Team dark skin in this
one. See, and that's why we got to have a part two to the show. Because you know what? You opened up a box that I had no idea existed. I didn't really realize that you were so involved like that with other avenues. And I already knew that you were going to lie.
I'm on that.
Well, do you guys want to come back for a part two?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, how about next week, the same time, we could do a part two? And we can get into the rest of the poetry and also hear the rest of this story because this I didn't even know this. I'm one of the first people over here in Milwaukee just finding this out. So I didn't even know this. So and I feel crazy because I'm supposed to know this.
No, I see you. You're really on your post and doing your thing. All good.
All right. Well, look here. We're going to do another show next Friday. Can y'all come in at 5:30?
Yes, we sure can.
Yeah, we sure can.
All right. Well, let's pick it up for part two. next week, Friday, 5:30. Thank you. Okay, y'all. We got to get going. This is Teresa Butler. We have GPA and Cotton. Yes, we're coming back next Friday to finish this at 5:30, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much, Teresa.
See you again, Teresa.
Peace. All right. Love and light, everybody.
Okay. I wasn't trying to come off like that.
Ooh, this, you know what? I'm going to get it together on GPA. I got to do my homework.
I'm GPA to pull it. I'm GPA to pull it. It comes up.
I'm Kylie, the soft-spoken poet.
No, the art of love.
He is a hard-working, poet-grinding, and book-selling go-getter type of man. The ladies refer to him as the most electrifying man in poetry. GPA has written books such as The Book of 24 Orgasms, Revenge of the Orgasm, The Poetic Unsub, and The Confessional Heart of a Man. GPA Media recently released their first anthology, Night's Playground Nocturnal Naughtiness. As GPA, next release will be March 2015, titled Warmest Winter. You can find GPA books and CDs at www.iblowyourmind.net. Also is Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. She has written books such as He's Beautiful to Me, Strong in My Woman, and The Love Letter, Sweet Mangoes, and her new release book, 10 Reasons Why Black Men Stop Dating Black Women. Cotton has participated in her first anthology, Night's Playground, Nocturnal Naughtiness, which she came up with the title, designed the cover, and contributed her writing. Night's Playground is a GPA Media Incorporated presentation. Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. She does marketing and promotion for GPA Media. She is a queen, and she is more than a triple threat. First, she is a writer. Second, an author. Third, a performer. And then, she is a businesswoman, and her voice alone will leave you hypnotized.